Earth, sky.
For Oregon and Washington Cascades, the spring snowpack decline is in the neighborhood of 25%.
You're listening to Philip Mote, and this is Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Mote is director of the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute at Oregon State University. He's an expert on snowpack. That's the snow that accumulates in forests, valleys, and mountains in the western United States. Dr. Mote told us that from the Rockies all the way to the Pacific coast, springtime snowpack has declined on average by about 10% over the past 50 years. Experts have attributed this trend to human-caused climate change. Dr. Mote explained the impact to Earth Skies' Beth Lebwohl.
We understand that your work focuses on the decline in snowpack in the western United States. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, we looked at records of snow amounts in the mountains that were taken by surveyors for the U.S. Department of Agriculture going back to the 30s. And at about 75% of locations, the spring snowpack had declined.
What kind of locations are we talking about exactly?
Well, originally these places, which are called snow courses, were carefully surveyed by the Department of Agriculture as good indicators for where they might look to measure the amount of snow in the mountains each year. So these locations were typically half a mile stretches of snow deep in the forest, and they would go back to the same locations every year and walk along this transect and measure 6 or 8 or 10 times to make sure they had a good accurate reading.
Okay, so let's talk about why this is important. Why is snowpack important, and why is change in snowpack important?
Much of the agriculture in the western U.S. Is grown in fairly arid climates, and most of the West is pretty dry in the summer. And the water to grow those crops, in large part, comes from irrigation. And the irrigation water, in large part, comes from snowmelt. So we have to watch very closely what's happening with snow. And indeed, that's why the Department of Agriculture has been conducting these snow surveys for, in some places, 80 years. The fact that our globe is warming as we change the heat balance means that places where there is snow generally are becoming less snowy, and that's why we're very concerned about this decline in snowpack in springtime in western U.S.
So tell me, how much less snow are we talking about here? How much, what percentage less snowpack?
So averaged over the whole American West, the April 1st amount seems to have gone down about 10% in the last 50 years. So that may not sound like very much, but again, in some locations, it's quite a bit more than that.
So what's exactly changed about the snowpack?
It's a combination of winter storms being a little bit warmer, and so the elevation at which the precipitation changes from snow to rain is a little higher. So in some places, there's less accumulation. But there's also more melt during the winter season leading up to spring.
But it's unclear to me how, if there is an accumulation of snowpack in forests and that's all melted by April 1st, that means that, in other words, nature really can't slowly release it during the summertime. Is that what you're saying?
That may be one way to think of it, is just that the snow is melting earlier in the spring. In fact, our work was inspired by work of some other colleagues who were looking at streamflow records and noticed that spring snowmelt seemed to be coming earlier. And so that just means that the amount of water available is shifting earlier in the year. And so when you get to the late summer, when most of the snow has melted and it's not raining yet, the streamflow can be quite low in some places.
So we're working on a project to present climate change on a map. Can you tell us about a specific place in the western United States where the decline in snowpack is particularly noticeable?
The swath of largest impacts of warming on western snowpack extends from the Sierra Nevada mountains of California up through Oregon, Washington, and into southern British Columbia. These are locations where they're fairly wet winter climates, fairly frequent snowstorms, but the temperatures are fairly mild, and so a little bit of warming can really change the amount of snow on the ground in the spring. To give you one example, outside of my hometown, Corvallis, Oregon, there is a peak about 4,100 feet, Mary's Peak. It's one of the highest hills in the Coast Range of Oregon, and the only location in the Coast Range where these snowpack measurements go back. It used to be fairly common for the April 1st survey on Mary's Peak to have quite a bit of snow. And by the 1980s, it was getting pretty common to have no snow on April 1st.
What's causing the decline in snowpack?
Well, we can step back to the global picture, and humans have added a variety of gases to the atmosphere, and they've actually changed the composition of the atmosphere quite substantially. So there's about 40% more carbon dioxide now in the global atmosphere than there was 150 years ago, just from burning fossil fuels. And these gases, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, chlorofluorocarbons, and lots of others, change the energy balance of the planet. So they make it warmer. As the world warms, the places where there's snow and ice, there tends to be less snow and ice. So there's widespread evidence of melting. And in the western U.S., we observe that by this widespread decline, especially in spring snowpack, not so much winter, but this change in the balance of rainfall versus snowfall is fairly widespread in the West.
If you could just tell me what's the most important thing you'd like to tell EarthSky's global audience about snowpack decline in the American West.
Well, scientists and water resource managers in the West have been trying to figure out what's happening and what's going to happen and how best to deal with it. And this is a very interesting and valuable set of conversations. And we're grateful that so many leaders in the water world have taken this challenge seriously and are looking at ways to reduce our reliance on snowmelt in the summer, since that is going to be a less reliable source of water in the future.
Well, what are the new sources going to be now?
It's not so much new sources as smarter use of water, covering or lining canals to reduce leakage or evaporation, using drip irrigation instead of sprinklers in municipal or urban uses of water, moving away from large green lawns in areas where water supply is a problem. So in the Southwest, in Phoenix and Las Vegas and places, it's getting less and less common to have a green lawn in your yard.
You've been listening to Philip Mote, an atmospheric scientist at Oregon State University. Prior to that, he worked at the University of Washington, where he and his colleagues studied changes in snowpack. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.